Okay, here we go. Beautiful blessings. Today our theme is going to be acceptance and rejection of what is. Okay. So let's do our usual little thing and take that breath and let the body relax. Just letting go, taking a rest in what you are, and recognizing that there is but one essence, one life, one infinite reality, and one being, the being that you are. Rest in the real that you are not separate from life, but that you are life, the fullness and completeness of it. And no matter what the appearances may be, all is love, all is consciousness, and all is perfect. Let us listen from the heart and discover the reality that there is but one presence, and that is you. You are the wholeness. You are the completeness that is. So take a breath and rest back in the silence of the heart. Be still. Now, what if I told you that there is no self to find? There is no godhood to attain. There is no enlightenment to be had. That there is absolutely no thing for you to do or to find to be what you already are. And what do you feel that the thoughts might start to say at such a statement? In a nutshell, it is the seeking or the non-seeking that brings us to places of acceptance and rejection. We'll see how that unfolds. Now, I think most of us, when we began what we called our spiritual journey or our spiritual path, we had some kind of a goal in mind. I know that I did. And that there was something I needed to work toward, or that there was a better me to be found, or a healthier me, or a happier me, or a calm and peaceful and kind me to be found in this journey. And we looked. And we read and we studied and we found teachers and retreats and lectures and healing venues and so on. Always on a quest to find this elusive something called pure consciousness or called awareness or enlightenment or the God self. And perhaps we had our moments of doubt. We had thoughts, is there really a me to find or a God to find? Or what is enlightenment and am I ever going to find it or reach it? Okay. It's been many years and I still don't feel as if I'm there. I think we're all familiar with these types of thoughts and ideas as we've been walking our journey. And hopefully, we have come to see that those thoughts of doubts can be the best opportunities for us to moving on. But eventually, there comes the point where we must stop, rest, and take a good look and see if there is still a seeking going on. And what am I looking for? Would be a question. Or better, what is it that I am accepting now? And what is it that I am rejecting now? When mind is doing its things, and we allow it to do that, it is seeking comparisons. It is seeking, which is the better? Which is the good choice? Which one should I take? Which one should I not take? It's always like in that little seesaw, never quite quieting, never quite just releasing and letting go. Okay. It's always looking for something. But if we're still in the place of believing the thoughts about finding anything, anything, be it ourself, or be it God, or freedom, or enlightenment, or however we term that next step or that next revelation. Then we are still in the place of non-acceptance. And non-acceptance is rejection. And we are still looking to find something. And when we seek something, anything. It continues the illusion that the whatever I am scenario is somewhere outside. That's what seeking and hoping to find is. Looking for something. And we're looking for something because we are not in the state of the acceptance of what we are. And yet, as we have traversed our path, we have come to the writings or the teachings or the sayings that there is no seeker, there is no ego, There is no mind as how we perceive it. There is no person to pursue, to seek, to attain, to find. There is no person there to do that. And if we are resting in what is already there, then obviously there is no seeking going on. Okay. So when we seek, we're living in the illusion of concepts and beliefs and our predetermined opinions. Because to seek something, you have to have a concept or a belief or an opinion about what you're looking for. So we have no dictionary for what we are. And whatever it is, we cannot know it by thinking. We cannot know it by adjectives. Mind may say, I am. But with mind, we will never know what it is. Mind is not structured. Mind as we know it, or as we conceptualize it, is not structured to know who I am. Because mind deals in words, thoughts, feelings, emotions, sensations. It deals in the senses. And what is beyond that. Okay. So take a breath. Let's take a moment in knowing. So pay, give attention here at this moment, knowing that there is nothing to look for because there is nothing to find. How does that feel? What is all that is already is right now? As the body mind takes in a breath and then releases it, as you are watching from awareness, you are not breathing. You are not taking in a breath, and you are not releasing a breath. That is the action of the body mind. But you are aware of this happening. We can neither accept nor reject the breath. It just is as it is, a flowing. Life is as it is, a flowing. Mind might not always like the way it's flowing, but it is flowing. And again, pay attention to the flow of the air coming into the body, into the form, and just watching as it flows in, watching, not doing, not accepting it, not rejecting it, just aware of flowing. And then watch again as it flows out. There is nothing to do to have a breath appear. And there is nothing to do to make it leave. It just is. It is a flowing. It is a flowing without reason. Even without purpose, it is just a flowing. It is mind that wants to attach a label. But in truth, in reality, it is just flowing. And you just are. You are just flowing. We can call it energy or frequency. We can call it vibration or God or Buddha. But like the flow of a river, it is just flowing without comments, without criticism, without accepting or rejecting. It is just flowing. It is being what it already is. No matter how many adjectives mind will lay upon that water flowing, the water has no concern. It just is being what it is. Okay. Even if it flows over a huge cliff, not concerned. Okay. Not dismayed. It is just, it can flow as a spring, as a creek, into a lake or to a river, to the ocean. And notice, okay, that all of those are just labels so that we can talk about the movement of something we call water. Is the water actually a spring or a creek or a river or an ocean? No. No. Those are the labels, the adjectives we place on the appearance. But it just is. It's neither this nor that. It's just what it is. Okay. And it is just that with I am as a label, or God, or Buddha, or pureness, or absoluteness. They too are labels to point us and to enable us to talk about the understanding of our movement away from the idea of separation. That's why we can say that there is no God, there is no Buddha, there is no I am, because those are the labels that we place on this something in order to speak about it. And we use those labels as markers, our mind uses the labels as markers so that it might know what to accept and it might know what to reject. But are the labels the truth of what is there? No. So we can talk about being Christ consciousness or being Buddha consciousness or being the I am. We can label however we will, but when we look closely, when we look sincerely and honestly in all of our looking, we have only discovered what we can just label something. Just something. And when we try to explain it with words, we find that we cannot do that. We cannot find the words to describe nor express that something. It just is. So we're pointed continuously away from the idea of a body mind to the idea of not being a body mind. Okay. And from clear seeing, we feel a drawing toward non-separation. We just feel it in our devotions, in our studies, in our practices. It's a feeling. It's a something. And it just is. So it's no mystery. And it isn't so much finding something or solving the mystery of who we are. It is about acceptance. Born from clear seeing. What is, what is happening or not happening. It just is. To accept the moment just as it is, no matter the appearance, no matter the feeling, no matter the sensation, no matter what is appearing, but to accept the moment, whatever it is the undoing of this idea of separation, which is the base of all suffering. This idea of separation. So to accept the moment just as it is. Say I'm feeling anxious, I'm feeling fearful, I'm you know I've got a pain in my leg. How can I accept My friend just passed away the other day, but how can I accept this grief or this sorrow? How can I accept the feelings? How can I, because that's what's going on in this moment. How can I accept that? Because of what you are, it is accepted as just being what it is, a feeling, a memory, a sensation. And it is given its space, even anger, judgment, hatred. It's given its space of expression. It's accepted just as it is. It is allowed to be just as it is. And now you have released the flow. You are not rejecting the flow of what is. You are accepting the flow of what is, and it is flowing freely again. And those emotions, sensations, and memories flow along with it. Life is ever flowing. And we come to that place of acceptance because in that acceptance we find this something. This something. Life is a flowing and it cannot be controlled. We are the awareness of that. The awareness of what is flowing. Okay. And it's not as if we're allowing it to flow. We're giving it permission to be flowing. It is the acceptance of it in loving understanding that this is what is. And it is the all of what is. Okay? So we stand as an awareness to the flowing. And we come to do that from the heart and not the head. That's the journey. The journey to nowhere. Okay. So, as we stand in our awareness and do nothing to attempt to interrupt the flow of life, we stand in that place of acceptance because we're only left with either the peacefulness of acceptance or the chaos of rejection. I mean, that's it. Either we embrace what is in the moment, no matter what it is, or we struggle to reject it with opinions and adjectives and judgments, we struggle to push it away. So, acceptance, rejection. The naturalness of your being is all inclusive. That's your nature. That's why it's such a struggle trying to reject acceptance. We are in our nature, all inclusive. Okay, life is going to be what life is going to be. And again, whether mind likes that or not is immaterial. Okay, if we allow mind to take the journey of rejection, then we get to be aware of suffering. That's all. But life is going to be what life is going to be. To reject what is in the moment is trying to stop a moment. And we all know we can't do that, okay? Okay. It's in the acceptance of the moment, no matter what it is actually the acceptance of our own being. Because we are the life that is flowing as it is. So the acceptance is the acceptance of, here we go, I am. It's the acceptance of what I am. It's not the acceptance of something arbitrary. It's not the acceptance of something that's out there somewhere. Okay. It's the acceptance of what I am. I am this life that is flowing, and I am fully aware of what is flowing. But from the heart, I am in a place where there's not a rejection of it. There's not a judgment of it. There's not a resistance of it. Because it is life that is flowing. And if it seems shitty, okay, it seems shitty, but it is life that is flowing. And it is the self. It is you. It is what you are. And you are aware of everything that happens in that moment. The peace comes when you are viewing the moment from the heart instead of the head. Okay. So what we're doing is we are just accepting the flowing of the moment, and in that is what is termed surrendering to what already is. And what already is your own being. So, nothing is permanent. It is all flowing. We know that. Just take the last 5 minutes. It's just flowing. It's not permanent. The words were not permanent. They're flowing. They've passed along already. Everything is in motion. The only permanence that we seemingly feel that we have is only due to the words and the labels and the beliefs in those labels. That's what gives us the illusion of permanence. But nothing is permanent. Even what is a flowing. Okay. So we come to a sincere understanding that no matter what labels we use, no matter what the appearances are, we accept what life is flowing. And when we attempt to do otherwise, then we discover suffering. The suffering being in the attempted rejection. So take a breath and ponder just a moment here. The last time there was an awareness of feeling or feeling of discomfort or anxiety or fear. That's like a sense of what we call suffering. You were having those feelings or that experience or that awareness. Can you remember if you were attempting to reject something? Okay. Maybe it was an appearance or thoughts or feelings, memories, whatever. Okay. But what you are, and we're calling it life today, what you are, this life, is all about inclusion. Inclusion is love. Inclusion is understanding and knowing, and inclusion is compassion. Okay. Life is not about it's not good enough. Life is about all is welcome. Life has no dictionary of good or not good enough. It has no dictionary. Life does not judge. Okay. So eventually, on our journey, we come to this realization that there truly is nothing to find. There's nothing to attain. And there's no person to make into a better person or a spiritual person. I have heard that before. To become a spiritual person. Okay. And in the acceptance of this, we discover what we had always thought we were looking for. What we had always been working to find. And it's just in the acceptance of what this moment is presenting. So from that point on, we go about the day unburdened. Think about it. It's when thoughts are just left alone to be just what they are, just thoughts. It's when peace and joy we feel. And even if a feeling of sorrow or fear or anxiety comes to our awareness, we do not reject them. We do not analyze them. We do not attempt to get rid of them. We give a little prayer of thanksgiving for the opportunity to see something more clearly. Everything in life is allowed to be just what it is, and it is accepted just as it is. And if we seem to be having what we might call a bad day, that too is lovingly accepted. And if we go off in an anger or an upsettedness, that too is lovingly accepted. It's not judged in any way. It's lovingly accepted. And it's through that we see more and more clearly. Now, mind thoughts might be trying to holler at you that it cannot be so simple. Or how can it be said the appearances are just life flowing? Mind says it has things to fix. Mind says that there are people to help. Mind says all the those usual person things. But think about the other side. There is nothing to do. There is nothing to fix. There is no person to transform into a spiritual being. But mind is desiring something to do. It is mind that wants to fix, that wants to change things, that wants to do. But we are to understand that we are not to attempt to direct life as to what any of the doings of life should be. Okay, so if there's something to be done, in our opinion, in our mind's opinion, okay, that will be done. But if life is flowing and that is not done, life is perfectly content and happy. Okay. And again, we are to understand we are not to attempt to direct what life should be doing. We are the presence of awareness. A silent witness, if you will. Silence being the key word. Okay. So just follow another breath. And make some space. Make some space to relax in, just taking a breath and opening up. Okay. So ponder for a moment what is there in the space between acceptance rejection. What's in that space? So it becomes a matter of acceptance of what life is up to, rather than rejecting it through seeking for something or arguing for things to be as mind would believe they should be. Given you are not arguing, you are not rejecting, and you are not accepting, you are as you are. But mind will seek to do one or the other. Do not let that happen. It is in our stillness, it is in the silence, it is in our inclusion, if you will, that we accept totally what we are. In reality, there would be no acceptance. Because we already are what we are. The water cannot accept that it is wet. The sun cannot accept that it is shining and warm. It already is what it is. In reality, we can't accept what we are because we already are what we are. I hope, yeah, it is, okay. So, what we call life is not a this or a that. Life, our being, the self that is present right now, that awareness that is listening and speaking, that it just is what it is. Okay. Oopsie. Okay. So I hopefully have brought you to the point of understanding acceptance and rejection. But you will have to at some point leave that step as well, in the knowingness that there isn't anything. I am not a doer. I am as I am. And I am already that. There's nothing about me I need to accept or reject. I just am as I am. So I think we're ready for comments, questions, and here we go with the camera again. Oh, wow. Okay.
Mary?
Yes, love.
I feel like I just want to share this morning. I woke up this morning in this mirage of negative thoughts and fears and this whole kind of heavy stuff, and the comment, oh, it's Easter, you're supposed to be happy, and blah, 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 blah. Anyways, it was this, and I could feel myself trying to get out of it and blah, blah, blah. But I sat down with my writing practice and I just allowed this spewing of these thoughts out. And I was like, just it, lines and lines of this. Oh, it's supposed to be a nice day, and the man down the street has a brain tumor, all this kind of nonsense that was there. And the more I just allowed it out, all of a sudden I realized it was like the river came in, and there was this beautiful acceptance of it all. And it's like so beautiful, your talk today, because I feel like I had this whole living experience of accepting all of myself.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah, I'm so thankful, Mary.
That's
Thank you.
Beautiful. That's
true.
Beautiful.
It truly is an Easter morning for me. I have has risen.
You have risen.
But sometimes we have, I realize how sometimes it's like it's all part of it. It's all,
yes.
If we don't have all those crazy thoughts, we won't know our wholeness.
Right.
Thank you.
I love it. It's beautiful. Let me see if this guy will come back on.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
So, in the, okay, so the fear comes, you want to do something, you want to change something. In the acceptance of it, you let the love and the life flow, and that will do it. That will do whatever needs to be done. No one grace wants.
Well, it's not the act of an acceptance so that we get a better feeling. It's not that. It's not about that. It's about allowing what is there just to be there as it is, without comment or doing anything to attempt to get rid of it. Not even an act of acceptance. The acceptance is going to come when there is that space of clear seeing and a peacefulness, and you begin looking from the heart. The mind is the mind, as we know, it is always going to want to compare, and make a duality out of it. Okay. You see that and you just allow the thoughts or the feelings or whatever. You just, there's just, they're just there. There, you don't have to accept them or rejection. It your awareness. You're just watching this flow. And the flow is without comment. Okay.
And then when you ask us who's between the acceptance and the rejection,
What's in this? Yeah.
it's almost indescribable, but because it was almost like the something and the nothing and all the, it's not the right word, contradictions.
Okay.
The paradoxes of truth were there, and life. There was, when you ask us what is between the acceptance and the rejection,
In that space, yes.
it was like there was nothing, and the nothingness where everything is. Thank you. Now, can I stay there the rest of my life?
Well, that's just our nature. It's not a you staying there, because if you are in love with love, you are accepting everything, right? So if there is a there, you're there.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. It's so simple, so unbelievably simple.
I know. I know.
I had the same experience. My thoughts the day were everywhere. I have to do this, I have to do that, I'm gonna do this, this person is coming, how I'm gonna handle him. Now I know.
Yes.
Mary, this was incredible.
Thank you, love.
He truly has risen.
He's a what?
He truly has risen.
Oh, okay. How about she? It's always a he.
How about we? We,
Well, there's only one. So.
us. Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Mary,
Yeah.
each week your message is so rich.
I'm kind of pushing you in another direction.
It's so rich.
It's getting more, it's more and more profound. We are getting more and more
Yeah,
profound.
it feels like it's being drawn out of you. We're all one in
Yes,
it. I
yes.
feel the, I really feel the oneness like I've never felt it before.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, when she said,
Loving
what is in that space between the acceptance and the rejection?
that.
It was so real, the
Yeah,
oneness.
you'll blow your mind.
And so simple and so loving. I want to stay there all the time, and I know I'm there all the time. That's my mind again getting in between.
Yes,
You know,
that's mine that says I'm not there, or I don't feel like I'm there. It's a
Mary,
thought.
it just was like, it feels like the river is drawing this, it's moving through us. And it's drawing it up out of you and all of us.
Nice. I
Thank
like
you.
that picture. I like that.
Yes, yes,
Because
yes.
the river draws to it, all the streams, everything comes to the river. It comes down into that deep place.
Right.
I feel like my hands are going dancing around.
Italiano. It's
I just
from
feel this
within.
oneness. It's amazing.
It's beautiful. You guys are so beautiful.
Well,
I have to throw this in there, no? It's, but it's personality again. Because of my profession, I need a strong mind. But Dennis, she thinks she's so important, okay? And it sucks all the attention.
It thinks it knows what it's doing.
Thank you. Yeah, and it doesn't. What an awakening and what a nice slap on the face is.
Wake up.
What
Nice.
is important is what is between the something, no, the acceptance and the rejection. That's what is really important.
The space.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's infinite, and it's ooh.
It keeps turning itself off.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome,
Thank you,
Mary.
Mary. Thank you, Mary.
Are we good? We're
We
rocking.
don't want to leave, but we're gonna keep for one. We're not gonna let her go. Okay.
Well, it is beautiful to see that acceptance of our talks of late. That's
Yeah.
beautiful.
And even if the others are not here, I can feel the oneness with them too.
Yep, it's always perfect. Life is always being life. All right, any more questions or comments, or are you all everybody full now?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah. All right.
You.
All right. So let us pray. Most beloved self, thank you that I can see clearly when looking from love. Thank you that I can turn the struggle of rejection into the peacefulness of acceptance. And thank you that life is as it is. And thank you that my understanding grows in wisdom as I look from the heart. I thank the life that I am, that I am. Shante, shante, shante. Amen. Namaste.